Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, my love, my name is DeAndre Nicola. I'm the host of Manifest Daily. And of course, if you're an OG listener, you already know the vibes. Okay. Hey, girl. Hey, hey, boy. Hey, what's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. Girl, listen. Turn the volume up, okay? Because we got to catch up, baby. It's tea to spill. The way I was so excited to sit down and record today, like, we need to catch up because I feel like it's been a minute. I have episodes that are ready to go up. But then I went on Instagram and I asked y'all, I said, hey, girl, do you want to see this, this, or this on the podcast next? And y'all voted. It was very clear, okay, what you wanted to see. I want you to know, I hear you and I see you. However, I also want you to know the reason that I didn't post is because I didn't have the episode ready. So, like, I'm reading this book right now called The Courage to Be Disliked. Why was I struggling there? The Courage to Be Disliked, okay? And it's such a good book. And I'm doing, like, a TLDR type of vibe episode for it, okay? But, girl, I very much overestimated when I would be done with the book. Like, I think I asked y'all on Friday or Thursday, and you were like, okay, we want this. And I said, oh. So I started reading the book, and then all of a sudden, it was Monday night, and I wasn't done. And I said, ooh, well, I can't show up with an episode because it's not what the girlies want to hear. It is also October 1st as you're hearing this. And of course, my loves, I had to come in hot and ready with the energy report. I couldn't leave y'all hanging. I said, now I know y'all want your episode on the book, but baby, I got to give y'all tea on what's coming up for the month of October. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate y'all so, so much. That episode is coming and it should be the next one up. Okay, it should be. I'm getting my hair done this weekend. I'm getting box braids. And if you are a Black woman, or a Black man, perhaps, if you are a Black person and you have gotten like box braids in your head before, then you know it is a whole day affair. And one thing about me, I said, I'm gonna do it up real bougie like this time, baby. I got me the travel service added on. So Miss Ma'am is coming to my house to do my hair. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I'm gonna be sat at my dining room table. Guess what I'm gonna be doing? I'm gonna be reading the book so I could be ready for y'all. So like I said, it should be the next episode, okay? But I wanted to say welcome back, obviously, to the podcast. I think I said it already. Welcome back. Hello. Let's catch up before we dive into the energy report. And the energy report, it is packed. This is what happens when I haven't recorded for a minute is I come back and I'm so excited. I'm like damn near losing my mind. But here we are, okay? Biggest thing on the agenda, the planners came in. Can we talk about it? When I tell you, my week has been complete insanity. I have said it like a million times. Like, if you take a shot every time I come on this freaking show in 2023 and have talked about how busy I am, you'd be passed out. What? Liver damage. Because I'm telling you, I feel like I say it in every single freaking episode, but this year has been different. And if you listen to the episode with me and Joy of Numerology, where we're going over like the numerology of like your year, your life, all that good stuff. And you heard me when I said I'm in an 8-year. And if you did any type of research about what an 8-year is, baby, then you know busyness has me in a freaking chokehold this year. Okay. I'm on the go. I'm going places left and right. I can't listen, but this week was different. So the planners finally came in. If you have been sleeping under a rock, I understand. It's cozy under there, I'm sure. Nice and dark. Okay. A little bit warm, I'm sure. But I launched a planner. Okay, this is a daily planner. This is for the person that wants to get their shit together, that wants to blend manifestation with grounded goal setting, that wants to say, yeah, I want this, this, and this in my life. I want to manifest a relationship. I want to manifest a lifestyle. I want the money. I want the car. I want the house. I want the amazing career. I want this life. But however, I also know I want to understand the actions that I need to take to put in place to get me from A to B to C to onwards and wherever else I want to go. This is the planner for that person. So they came in. They arrived on Monday. The delivery truck came. I had three pallets. If you don't know what a pallet is, baby, it's a big ass block of multiple boxes on a wooden pallet, literally. And I had three of them, okay? So I had to get a task rabbit to help me put them in my storage unit. It was like a multi-hour affair, moving boxes. Well, I wasn't moving the boxes. I was holding the door for the man to move the boxes. But it was so crazy because it went from being this idea to this thing that I knew was happening to all of a sudden, here we are. They've arrived. They're in person. Like I can literally touch them. I can see the boxes. I took some boxes home with me to my office. If you were in my office right now, you would ask me if I'm okay. I don't like mess. I don't like clutter. My office is actually disgusting right now because I'm trying to install shelves in the closet. Okay. Well, I'm trying to get maintenance to come do it for me, but I don't know if they do that. I put in a maintenance request. I was like, hi, can someone come put these shelves up? Like, I'm sure they're like, girl, like, is your toilet broken? Because otherwise, we're not coming to put your freaking shelves up. But no, I need help. And I need to put shelves up in the office so that I can store my inventory. I'm trying to get a table for in the office so I can like pack orders in there. Really trying to make like the closet like a fourth room or a third room, I should say. And that's my project of like the week and the weekend. If you heard me mention in the last energy report, talking about the Aries full moon that at today is when the Aries full moon is happening. So I'm recording this on Friday, September 29th. The full moon, you are harvesting seeds that you planted around 6 months ago when the new moon happened in that sign. So we had two new moons in Aries earlier this year. And I remember that was around the time that the seeds were being planted for this. I was working with a designer. I literally went back and looked at my calendar and I had like the calls with the different manufacturing companies and stuff around this time. I was looking at, you know, all of these different logistics for this thing. And it's so crazy that this is the week that they arrive, the week of the Aries full moon, when I'm literally harvesting my seeds, looking at what sprouted and being like, wow, this is a manifestation of the words and the visions that I spoke into existence literally months ago. So it was like such a crazy high. And then there was also the part of me that was really anxious and really scared because, you know, when you are doing something very different, and especially when you are investing a lot of yourself into it, when it involves taking something that you visualize, something that you are so proud of, and you're putting it out there into the world, it's a very nerve-wracking experience. I had a friend send me a voice note yesterday. She ordered a planner. Carmen, if you're listening to this, hi. And in her voice note, she said she was blown away because she was like, I knew it was going to be high quality because it's you and you put a lot of work and energy and effort into the things that you do. But she was like, when I opened that package and I felt that planner, I was blown away because I think that it's really hard to convey the quality of something through pictures online because y'all know, listen, if you ever shopped on Shein, girl, you know, okay? Them pictures be looking real good. Mm-hmm. And then you get the product and you're like, nah, baby, why the hell this cloth thin as paper? It's giving very much low quality. It's giving very much, it is $5. It's a $5 pair of pants. And you're like humbled by the fact that you expected more. But I think with this planner, the power is in being able to see it and hold it and feel it. When I talk about the quality and I say, this is high quality, this is a beast of a fucking planner. Like you won't understand until you've held it in your hands. You won't understand what I'm talking about until you get yourself one. I had another friend call me on FaceTime this morning, B, if you're listening to this, and she had just gotten her package and she was opening it like up on the call with me, and literally the same exact thing. She opened it and she pulled it out of the packaging and she's just like, oh my God. She was like, I knew it was a linen hardcover, but she was like, it's really like a linen hardcover. And I'm like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And I think it's so different, again, to see the pictures online, but to feel it. So I'm trying to do more behind the scenes of like showcasing the luxury of it, because that's the word Carmen used, or those are the words she used. She said it is literally a luxurious planner. She's like, that is what you're selling. You're selling something that's going to help people achieve their goals, but it is a luxury item. If you're someone that's on the fence about this and you're kind of like, oh, like, I don't know, it's like, give it a try. I promise you won't be disappointed. Now, I feel like I spent like 13 minutes not just advertising the planner, but no, I really am super proud of it. And I think I have to give myself more credit, because sometimes, like I said, when you're on the go, when you're busy, and when you have these really big goals, I think it can be so easy to just glide past your wins very quickly because you're so focused on the next thing. And we have to remember to kind of pause and give ourselves our pats on the back, because some of the stuff that we are doing, it's not easy. It's not for the weak. And it's something that we really do need to appreciate ourselves for doing and getting through. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment, but the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors, like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I went to a speed dating event, and I have been wanting to do speed dating in Dallas ever since I moved here and discovered that they had these events. I was like, oh my God, that sounds so fun. You know, it's off the apps. It's a way to meet people. I'd never done it because I just didn't want to go by myself. Like I've always been so scared to go to one of these things by myself. So when I asked a friend who could not go, I was like, you know what? I'm still going to go. I'm going to go by myself and I'm going to make the most of it. I was like, doesn't matter what the event is like. I know I am really fun and I'm going to just bring myself and my personality to this, and it's just going to be it, right?
So I go to the event. It was like an hour and 15 minutes. And they had all the women sitting on one side of the table. This was an opposite sex event. And they had the guys on the other side of the table. And when the time was up, you had 5 minutes with each person. The guys would shift over one seat to the left. And that's how it would go. Then at the end of it, we had about 15, 20 minutes of mingling or so. And then, you know, obviously you mark down who you like. So everyone had a name tag. And so you could kind of like take notes. I had like my note app open on my phone, and I would kind of sneakily take notes of who I liked whenever I finished talking to them. And then at the end, you had to fill out a survey and mark who you liked. And if you liked someone that also liked you back, they connected you and gave each other like the contact information. So you would get their number and email, and they would get your number and email. It was such a fun event. And I think I had a lot of fun because it allowed me to kind of talk to multiple different people and almost like really practice that like first date vibe over and over and over again. So if you're someone that's like really anxious about going on first dates, I think this would be a really good event for you to go to, just to kind of like knock it out of the park, get that practice, really like talking to people, just connecting with people and having to do it really quickly, because 5 minutes is a very short amount of time. By the time we like would get into any sort of substantive conversation, the time would be up and then it would be moving on to the next person. So you have a little bit of time, which is your saving grace, right? You're not stuck in a conversation with someone. Even if you're not feeling it, like, you know, you only have so much time to talk to them. So I did mark down a few guys on my list, and then I did match with a couple of guys, but honestly, nothing has panned out. All of them kind of just like flaked, like they just kind of disappeared into their own world. And I personally am like fine with it. It is what it is. My win was that I went to the event by myself and I had so much fun. I'm going to go to another one. I think they have one in October. And my other win is that I met a woman there that I really, really liked, and we connected on like a friendship level. And so we're going to go hang out today, actually. I think with events like that, you never know what it could lead to. Like, you might go in there hoping to find your partner, but you might find a new friend, or you might, you know, discover something new that changes your life for the better. So I was just really open-minded and it was fun in that regard. So I will be going to the next speed dating event and hopefully meeting some other nice guys who, you know, maybe I continue talking to them and go on other dates from there. But again, just kind of like having no expectations is what I did. Like, I went into it and I was like, I have no expectations. Like, I don't know if I'll meet someone, but I know that I'm not going into that like looking to meet someone. I'm just looking to connect with people. And my only thing was that I'm gonna have fun. I was like, no matter what, I'm gonna make this a fun night for myself, like whatever that looks like. Said we have a very packed month. Okay, so first up, October 4th, Mercury enters Libra. Mercury represents communication, it's mental processes, it's intellect, it's, you know, that kind of thing. So whenever we have Mercury retrograde, you know, you hear people talking about how like their computers are messing up, or like they have typos in their emails, or just like things are going wrong in the communication front, or the way that they're thinking, like their minds, like, you know, flooded with different things, or just like not working as typical. And Libra is an air sign. Libra is ruled by Venus. And so it's then associated with things like balance, harmony, aesthetics, and beauty because of the fact it's ruled by Venus. And also relationships, right? But Libra has to do with our personal relationships. So whether that be our romantic relationships or just maybe our one-on-one connections with other people. So when Mercury transitions into Libra, this is really this energy of like being more diplomatic, more fair when it comes to our communication. It's a time when we are really considerate of other people's feelings and also their opinions. So you might be like finding that in conversations or connections, you're not really wanting to shake the boat too much. You're almost wanting to like keep everything fair, make sure that you're not like being confrontational with anyone. You're trying not to be too aggressive with your language. Like perhaps this looks like as you're sending emails, maybe you have this like person at work that you're just so so annoyed by, but you're like, okay, Mercury's in Libra. I like, maybe don't say it, you know, but it's happening, like the energy of Mercury being in Libra, and you're just kind of like, you know, sending them emails, being like super just like neutral, trying not to rock the boat too much. Maybe you guys are working on a project together and they're so annoying and you want to just like call them out and be a little bit passive aggressive, but you're like, okay, no, I want to not be confrontational. I want to not be aggressive. I kind of want to like keep the peace here. Libra is also known for being indecisive. I have a friend who's a Libra and she's always just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what decision to make, because it's represented by the scales, right? And if you think about the scales, it's this energy of like kind of trying to get that balance. And so it's like tipping up the scales and either way gets people off balance. And so there's this energy of like indecisiveness, wanting to weigh the options really carefully, wanting to understand like, okay, what is this? And what is this? And how, what would happen if I did this or this? So you might notice that you are thinking that way. When you're thinking, you might be a little bit more indecisive. You might want to overthink a little bit more when it comes to significant matters, because you're trying to weigh things in a certain way. And going back to the diplomacy and wanting to keep the peace, perhaps you're like, I need to make sure that the way that I'm making decisions isn't like upsetting one person or the other, or isn't tipping the scales in one way or another. Another piece about Libra is that, as we said, because of the fact that it's ruled by Venus, there's this association with beauty and aesthetics and art and sort of like, you know, luxury in that way. And so this might be a time where you are also thinking about ways that you can refine perhaps your language, refine the way that you communicate, refine the way that you think. And so you're thinking about that kind of stuff as well. So yeah, there's a lot of just energy around our relationships, a lot of energy around being very judicial, very fair here, just really wanting to address any inequalities perhaps that show up in our relationships through language. So wanting to talk things out, wanting to make sure that everyone's like in a good place when it comes to communication. And the last piece I'll say here too is that Libra is very sociable, right? I think whenever I think of Gemini, I think of like that social quality, but Libra is also like this as well. And that's something that I've kind of been learning about recently. So with Libra being the sociable sign and Mercury being in Libra during this time, this could be a really good time for networking and socializing, because you are so like good, or the energy of Libra rather is so good to like socialize with, or for socializing. I'm struggling with my words, but the energy of Libra is like very sociable. And because Mercury is going into Libra, there can be this tendency to want to socialize more, or rather if you are in a social or networking capacity or situation during this time, you might find that you're a bit more charming. People actually want to kind of like chat with you more. You're good at like business meetings and networking things. So if you are planning to like have a business meeting or negotiate with someone over something, highly recommend that you take advantage of this particular time. October 8th, we have Venus entering Virgo, and this is like really interesting energy. So let's get into it. So Venus is a planet of love, beauty, aesthetics, values, as well as we just talked about. And Virgo is an earth sign that's known for practicality. Virgo is known for being very about the details, very analytical, some may say even critical. I think that's the shadow side of Virgo, right? A good Virgo energy, or like a healthy Virgo energy rather, is one that's like, you know, about the detail and wants to get things right, but also is doing so in a very clear and not like a super critical manner. Whereas that shadow side can be too critical, over critical, right? That's the nitpicky person. That's the one who's like, oh, you're doing this wrong. Like, let me do it because I know how to do it right. When it comes to Venus entering Virgo, it's really this time where we're bringing this like practical, grounded, analytical approach to our love and relationships. And this might be a time where you are focusing on different things like the routines in your relationships, right? Like, what does the routine in your relationship look like? How are you relating to another, whether it is a romantic partner or perhaps it is some other sort of one-to-one relationship? Like, what does that look like? What are the routines? And perhaps as you are dissecting what those routines look like in your relationships, you notice that you might be a bit more critical. So for anyone, you know, who is partnered, this might be a time where you are being a bit more critical towards your partner. So perhaps you're being a bit more nitpicky about, you know, how they show up in your relationship, how your relationship is in general, or perhaps you're being critical about how you show up in your romantic relationships or your one-to-one relationship. So I would just like caution you guys here, because again, that's the shadow side, is being nitpicky. And I think you can kind of analyze your relationship and look at the details of your relationship without going into that shadow side and being like super critical about your partner and super, I guess, mean or perhaps like, you know, too cruel in your delivery. This might also be a time where you are critical about dating, perhaps. So if you're not partner, but you are dating, maybe you're kind of like, oh, you're getting the ick from all the guys. You're getting the ick from all the girls because they're doing like something so specific. And you're like, oh, like, I hate when guys do that. Like, I'm trying to think of like what I get the ick from. Like, I remember this one guy that I was seeing at one point, like he would like make this like weird shape with his mouth sometimes. Like when he was thinking, he would like open his mouth and it was like just like a weird shape. And it just gave me the ick. And I was like, why is he doing that? Like, he like reminded me of an otter. Although otters are kind of cute. So like after I did get to know him and I started to like him, I found it kind of cute. But at the very beginning, I was like getting icked by it, but I pushed past the ick, you know? So Venus and Virgo is kind of like that vibe of getting the ick from people just so easily. You're like, ugh, like, why are they doing that? What is that? That's so weird. I hate it. Whatever. So you might also get the ick from your own self too, like your own appearances, because Venus is all about like appearances, aesthetic, that kind of thing. So maybe you're just like, I don't know, maybe you're like trying to like tap into a new trend or something, and you get an outfit, like you get like the New Balances or something, and you try them on and you're like, I look like a 90-year-old grandma wearing these New Balances. Like, I'm getting the ick for myself. So it could be that vibe as well. This also has to do with being more discriminatory towards our own values, because Venus is also about values and value systems. So perhaps we're taking a very critical look at our values or the value systems of people that we are relating to or in a relationship with, and perhaps taking that apart, like, oh, I don't like how they value this, or I really think they should value this in this way, and kind of picking that apart a certain way. So I would just again caution you guys with this, because it can again step into that very overly critical behavior if you're not careful. One last piece I want to emphasize as well is that Virgo has to do with service and also with health and wellness. So when we're thinking about Venus in Virgo, there might be this desire to like look at and analyze the way that we are servicing others, perhaps servicing those that we are in relationship with. Like, how are we showing up for them? How are we perhaps meeting their needs through certain acts of service, love and service, right? And whether or not we need to change the way that we show up for that person, or perhaps change the way that we show up for ourselves, right? How we value ourselves, how we love ourselves, how we service ourselves. This could also look like looking at the way that you show yourself love through health and wellness. Is there a particular routine in place? Are you valuing yourself? And if you're not valuing yourself, is that emphasized or emulated or showcased, I'm looking for the right word, through lack of routine in some way? And if it is, then perhaps you need to evaluate adding a new routine or revamping your routine when it comes to health and wellness, in order to show yourself more love and value yourself in the way that you deserve to be valued. On October 12th, Mars enters Scorpio. So Mars is the planet of action. It's about ambition. It's about desire. It's about aggression, right? So whenever I think of like Mars, I think of just kind of like making moves, doing shit, like getting it done, really. And then Scorpio is this water sign. And Scorpio is, oh, I love Scorpio. I have a lot of Scorpio energy in my chart. So I just like love the vibes of Scorpio. Whenever I think about Scorpio, I think of intensity. I think of transformation. I think of depth, right? I think of people who are, or energy that is not afraid to dive into the taboo, to challenge things, to question things, to really explore. And I think that Scorpio energy is so beautiful because of that fact. I love, you know, the energy of going into the taboo and questioning it, of bringing it to the surface, of saying, hey, here's a thing that we have not examined, right? And let's bring it to the surface and let's take a hard look at it, because it's really going to help us to learn more about ourselves individually and also about the collective. So when we have Mars in Scorpio, this is about intensity. This is about passion and passionate energy as it relates to your action taking. So Scorpio is also a sign all about transformation. So this might be a time where you are inspired to transform through your actions. Perhaps you are so fired up and you are ready to change your life and do the things that are really going to align with you changing your life. And so you're fired up, but perhaps the motivating factor behind your desire to change and your desire to transform is like very Scorpionic. So perhaps it's laced with, you know, depth and intensity around your values or things that you want to do or the way that you feel. This is a time when our emotions can run really deep because of the energy of Scorpio and the depth that Scorpio does bring. It is a really good time to kind of explore what depth looks like to you, what it feels like, how you can really address your fears, address anything that has to do with intimacy or anything that has to do with diving deep and uncovering the taboo and perhaps confronting that. Taboo can also include sex and intimacy. So perhaps this is a time where you are exploring different things that have to do with those realms. So, you know, whether you're partnered or not, or you're not even dating, and perhaps you just kind of want to explore this level and depth of intimacy with yourself, it might just look like you doing different things in sexual manners that allow you to kind of learn more about yourself. So maybe you're kind of trying some new sexual things that you have wanted to try, but you know, you're like, oh my God, like I heard this is taboo. Or maybe you're kind of like scared of being judged if anyone were to find out you like a certain thing, or you kind of want to try something. And so now is the time where you're feeling kind of like, I want to try it. Okay. I want to do it. I really just want to like do this for me. And you kind of lose that like desire to care what other people think because you are so driven by this desire to really explore the taboo and uncover why it is that you're interested in this thing. What is that? What is under the surface with it? Scorpio can also be associated with power. So this might actually bring up, which is kind of like in conflict with what we just talked about, which is Mercury being Libra, but this energy might bring up this desire to have like a power struggle, or not necessarily a desire to have it, but it might bring up that energy of a power struggle in your relationship. So maybe it's something like as you are, you know, being more assertive, as you are challenging the norms, challenging the taboos, exploring, learning more about yourself, really embracing this emotional depth and intensity, it in some ways challenges other people around you and does so, you know, without you necessarily wanting to challenge them. And maybe like perhaps you're kind of trying to bring it back down to that Libra energy and, you know, trying to balance things out and be very diplomatic with how you approach that. But, you know, you might notice that, you know, people are feeling a bit more challenged by you. This is very powerful energy. If you are Scorpio or you have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, I have a lot of Scorpio in my chart, Scorpio placements rather. And one thing that I hear all the freaking time is that people find me intimidating. So with this energy of Mars and Scorpio, you might come off more intimidating, especially if you have a natal Mars in Scorpio, or if you have a lot of Scorpio placements in your chart, you might just find that around this time you come off more intimidating. It's not that you are intimidating, it's that the people are intimidated by you, and that unfortunately is a them problem.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On October 14th, we have a solar eclipse in Libra. And eclipses in general are very, very transformative. You will hear all of the people on Instagram, all the astrologers on Instagram telling you about how powerful this energy is. And a lot of things can happen around eclipse season that just kind of rock our boats, so to speak. And, you know, they're not like bad. Sometimes things that we may not prefer happen, but they are karmic events. The things that happen, whether the boat is rocked in a way that we do not enjoy or rocked in the way that we do enjoy, it is for our greater good. So these are times of revelation. They're times of sort of reorienting. They're times of change, just like drastic change. Libra, like we explored earlier, is a sign that represents balance, relationships, right? The one-to-one relationships, wanting to be diplomatic, wanting to be fair, wanting harmony. And when we have this eclipse in Libra, this can be a time where the themes of the eclipse are related to relationships, balance, harmony. These are things that come to the forefront of this eclipse. So your relationships, whether they are romantic, whether they are friendship relationships, platonic, professional, you might see that they undergo significant changes, and that all happens around this eclipse season, or perhaps something happens to kick off the set of changes that you will see kind of like rippling out for the next 6 months. This is also a south node eclipse. Now, the south node is all about the past. It's about karma. It's about what we are leaving behind, what we are moving from, what we're moving away from, rather, and what needs to be released during this lifetime in order for us to go towards our destiny and what it is that we are here to do. So when we have this solar eclipse taking place in this, you know, in the south node, this is a time of letting go of the old habits, of the beliefs, of the relationships, the situations, the things that no longer serve you. But these are also the things that you need to release in order to go towards what it is that you are here to do, right? You cannot continue to hold on to these things. You cannot continue to bring them into wherever you're going. I think sometimes there are relationships or opportunities or people or habits or whatever it is that I always say, like, if you're intending to go somewhere, sometimes you can't bring those people, those things with you. They're just not meant to go with you into that next chapter. And this is literally that vibe. Solar eclipses are also associated with new beginnings. So this is, you know, an ending, right? Because you are literally releasing something, or you need to release something. But there's also this beautiful energy of a new beginning. There's this energy of something new coming in, of a new opportunity, a new relationship, something kind of emerging from that release, right? You're making space, you're getting rid of something and making space for something new to come in. This is your fresh start. Eclipse season is also a really good time to do a lot of deep self-reflection. So really sitting and thinking about what it is that you value. How do your relationships line up with those values? What is it that you want in life? What do you want to move towards? What does that energy look like? And what is no longer aligned with the type of relationship that you want, the type of life that you want, the things that you value, the life that you want to live? And if you find that there's something that's not aligned with that, and you know, it brings you pain to think about releasing, I think you really got to sit with how badly you want the life that you want, or how badly you feel that that life is aligned with you. Because if there's something that you need to release and you know it in your soul, it is time for it to go. And eclipse season is very much the time where things are removed and things do come in. But trust me, if it has to go, no matter how you hold on, no matter how much you want this thing to stay, no matter how much you beg and plead with the universe, with God, if it's not for you, it will be removed. Okay. It has to go. On October 22nd, Mercury enters Scorpio. So again, Mercury, all about our communication, the way that we think, our thought processes, how we speak, like all of that stuff. This is about processing information. And again, Scorpio is known for that intensity, that depth, the power, the transformation. So when Mercury is in Scorpio, we desire that energy in our thought processes, right? So now we find ourselves kind of like thinking deeper, doing a bit more pondering, having intense conversations, like really challenging the status quo, challenging what is, you know, diving in this, into the deep, going into the taboo in our conversation. So this can look like you are wanting to have those deeper deeper conversations. If you are chatting with your partner, perhaps you're chatting at work, perhaps you're chatting with a friend, or you're chatting with a family member, whatever it is, you want to dive into the conversations that have to do with psychology, that have to do with, you know, the taboo, that have to do with going beyond the surface conversations. This is not a time of you wanting to have the surface conversations. This is not a time of small talk, baby. This is big, big talk. This is deep talk. There is a bit of a shadow side to this as well, though, because Scorpio can be very secret and confidential, and also in some ways kind of possessive and possibly obsessive. So just kind of keep an eye out for that, right? Whether it is that you are just like really paranoid about your conversation, or paranoid about what people hear about you or what you're saying, and you kind of like start to go into this deep end of like not wanting to tell people certain things because you're so paranoid about what it is you think they know about you, or what it is you think they'll do with the information, or just being really like possessive or obsessive in nature around the way that you're thinking and possibly overthinking when it comes to certain things. So just kind of be wary of the energy, because while, again, I love all the beautiful things, every side, every energy has a shadow to it. And that is some of the shadow of Scorpio, is that it can kind of go into that realm too much and dive too much into the deep end and be so obsessive and so into the conspiracy theories and into the, oh my God, everyone's out to get me. And, you know, all of the things are really bad and we can't trust anyone and that kind of vibe. Just kind of be aware of whether or not that comes into your state of mind, and just kind of like having a bit more balance with that, right? Go back to the Mercury and Libra energy and be a little bit more balanced in that thinking, because not everyone is out to get you and not everything is as bad as you may want to think it is during this time. If you're like, you know, talking to anyone romantically or whatever, you might find that you are like into the dirty talk a little bit more. So kind of, you know, tapping back into that Scorpio energy around the sex and the sultry and the really wanting to explore that piece of life and that energy, there is kind of this desire to bring that into our conversation, right? To have more of the dirty talk, to be a bit more playful with that, and really to push the boundaries with what that looks like. So that can be like a really interesting thing. And if it's not that piece, it could just be that you are wanting to have more conversations about sexuality and about intimacy. And maybe that is the part of the taboo exploration that you're doing. And so perhaps you're kind of like wanting to have more of those conversations with people around you, not necessarily in a sexual nature, but wanting to explore the conversation of intimacy and the conversation of sexuality, because it is very taboo in our society. October 23rd, the sun enters Scorpio, which kind of brings that same Scorpio energy to our overall vibes, our overall identity, our overall self-expression, just the overall atmosphere. Atmosphere of the collective in general. So again, this is, you know, being a bit more secretive, perhaps. This is really just being quite intense and passionate in your approach for life. You might just notice that you are feeling everything a little bit more deeper. Perhaps you're a bit more sensitive. You're kind of more just like wanting to dive into the depths with people. You know, I think one of the beautiful things with Scorpio energy, when it comes to one-on-one relationships, whether they are romantic or platonic or professional, is just this desire to deeply connect with the other, because you recognize that we are all going through the same human experience. Now, again, our experiences differ, right? But we are all human. And so you have this ability to kind of like connect with the other on that, and from there, explore what it means for them to have their particular human experience and for you to have your particular human experience. And there's this, you know, connection on that very deep level, and you feel things so emotionally, so intensely. And so with the sun in Scorpio, and then we also have Mars in Scorpio, and then we also have Mercury in Scorpio, there's just a lot of Scorpio energy at the end of this month. So trust me, you are going to feel it. You are going to feel very passionate. You are going to feel very sexual. You are going to feel very much wanting to dive into things in a very deep, connective way. And some of you might also just be feeling this energy of like wanting to transform, this energy of wanting to walk through the fire and come out again a different person, a different vibe, especially around eclipse season right now, right? You might just want to be like, I am so done with this. I am ready to completely change who I am. I'm ready for a brand new life. And you're just so fired up about it. You're so excited. You're so ready to do it. And I think, again, I like said it like a million times, but I love this energy. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment. But the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, October 28th, we have a lunar eclipse in Taurus. So lunar eclipses, again, culmination of things, but there's also this just like heightened energy state of it all. Taurus, we know, very stable energy. Tauruses are all about kind of like, you know, money, material things, security. It's just very grounded and earthly energy. So when we have the lunar eclipse in this realm, it is basically marrying the energy of the lunar eclipse with the themes of Taurus and really bringing to the surface changes, a lot of hyper changes in these particular themes in our lives. This particular eclipse is taking place in the North Node, and the North Node represents where we are going. It represents what we are moving towards, what we're growing towards. And with this eclipse in the North Node in Taurus, this is all about our karmic path, our destiny, what it is that we are walking towards, and how it is that that is linked towards our material possessions, or perhaps our financial security, our overall feeling of security in life. So this might bring up a lot of feelings and questions around Taurus related matters. So your money, you know, your investments, your income, your stability, perhaps your home, you know, a lot of things that are very earthly and rooted in how it is that we are experiencing life on the physical plane here. And so it might bring up those questions for you, like, how am I making money? What does that look like for me? What does it look like for me to feel secure in life? How can I create more of that feeling in my life? And what do I need to move towards a more secure and kind of like grounded living situation in this particular life? Am I living in alignment with that dream and that goal that I have? Or perhaps do I need to do something or change something here? For some of us, this can be a shakeup in our lives as it relates to this. So perhaps you have something happen that removes something from your life in order to really create the changes necessary for you to move towards your destiny, as it also relates to your material possessions, you know, your earthly pleasures, your stability in this life, that kind of thing. Another really good time to release anything that's not serving us, and release anything that's not serving us as it relates to these Taurus matters. So if you need to let go of something that no longer aligns when it comes to, you know, something that may be holding you back from feeling very secure, or holding you back from diving into feeling more secure, then you need to let go of that, because baby, one thing about an eclipse, it's going to shake some things up, and you do not want to be shook. You want to do the shaking, okay? So just keep that in mind. Okay, my loves, that is the end of the October energy report. I hope you found this super, super, super helpful. And yeah, I hope that this kind of gives you a bit of a roadmap as you head into the month of October. Happy October to you. I'm so excited for this month. This is going to be a really good one. We're looking at things just kind of picking up. The pace is going to be a bit quicker. Like eclipse season, always whenever I experience like the time in eclipse season, it always feels feels like it moves faster than any other time of the year. And it already feels like this year is going insanely quick. So this season, this month, we're going to kind of feel that pick up even more. Like, this is very much the get up or get left behind type of vibes. But my loves, I hope you enjoyed this energy report. Stay tuned for the next episode where we finally will chat about the book. And then, I have a couple of other things coming up in the month of October for some fun episodes with guests as well as some solos as well. So thank you so much for being here as per usual, my love. And I will chat with you in the very next episode. Bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.